what's been happening. A Bailey hat for news and interviews. Don't go anywhere else. We're not a rabble.
No.
We don't gabble.
No.
We're number one for fun with a Bailey babble.
Yeah.
Bailey babble.
Come on now.
Bailey babble. Bailey babble.
Woohoo.
Bailey babble.
And that's right, folks. You are tuned into the Bailey Babble. I'm Matt, your host with the most hair missing. And joining me in the studio today is co-host David Long. G'day, Dave. How are you feeling?
Happy, Matt. Thank you, thanks.
Good to have you as part of today's interview because we have got a couple of special guests. Mm. Thanks for being a part of it. We've got co-host Cassis in the building. G'day, Cass. How are you going?
Fine.
Are you... Wakey, wakey, we need you a bit more alert than this room. We've got two guests in the studio.
Oh, yeah, boy.
But you will perk up, won't you? You've had a bit of a muddled odd morning, haven't you, Cass? You've got here late, you had an appointment.
No, it's not that, it's just because of the injections.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know, that's all.
Yeah, oh, you've had an injection.
I had the injections in the... shoulders and the head, which I don't like for my migraine, and I hate them.
Yeah, gotcha.
No, well, I'm doing that one tonight.
Most people aren't.
Well, not tonight, but on Wednesday.
Most people aren't so fond of injections, are they? Hey, but we're chuffed to have you here, regardless. Matt Lloyd is in the house as well. G'day, Matt. How are you going?
Pretty cool.
Thanks for being a part of it today, co-host Matt. And another Matt. When too many Matts is never enough, Matthew Kirk. Hey, mate.
How are you, Matt?
Pretty well. Your good self? Have you had a good weekend?
Yeah, good, mate.
Happy the footy's back?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the Saints are going to have a pretty good year.
That's right.
Yeah. Hey, I tell you what, we're really excited today because we've got not one, but two special guests. David Long, I would like to welcome to the microphone a very familiar face to Bailey Babble and a former Bailey Babble co-host and possibly a future Bailey Babble co-host, Mark Roman Reigns Polonsky, who is sitting alongside Down Syndrome Victoria's adult support manager, Debbie Fromano. Welcome, Mark.
Hey, buddy.
How you going, mate?
How you going?
Well, thanks. Thank you so much for coming in today where we're going to talk all things. What's our subject today?
We are talking about people with Down Syndrome with tablets.
You got it. Well, we might talk about tablets too. Debbie, welcome. Thanks so much for taking up some of your time to sneak across to Bailey Babble.
Thank you for having me here.
Debbie, tell us about what is your role exactly? Adult support manager. What does that entail?
So I provide information, support and advice to families, support workers, organisations around anything to do with people with Down syndrome, 18 plus, right through to end of life.
Yep. And where does your interest, your personal interest in Down syndrome come from?
I've worked in disability for 30 years now, so that's starting to show my age a little. And I have lived experience of disability, so that's where it comes from. Yep. Okay.
We're just going to get... We should put in an apology, Matt Lloyd, shouldn't we? Now, somebody's missing today. Who's that?
Ange
Little Dyke. Is Ange okay, Matt?
Yes.
All right, but she's not present today. So an apology for Ange. So we've had to shuffle our lineup a bit, but I'm still considering it an A-team regardless. Matt Lloyd, you're going to get things kicked off, if you don't mind, mate, with question one.
What is Down syndrome?
Yeah. Yeah, what is it, Deb?
So Down syndrome, it occurs at conception when the egg is fertilised, and it is an extra chromosome. So our body is made up of lots and lots of cells, and in those cells is our DNA. And on the 21st trisomy, there's an extra cell there. Extra cell, and that's where Down syndrome develops. So it's a genetic.
Hang on, I can see Cassis. She's pondering that. Cass, have you got a further question about chromosomes or cells or DNA?
I know I probably shouldn't say this, but why do people have an extra chromosome? It doesn't make sense.
They don't know why that happens. It just happens. And we all carry a couple of defective genes that we may not know about until maybe we meet and marry and have babies with another person that might also have the defective gene. So it just all depends.
Sorry, Cass?
What's the cause of that? I mean, are people born with it or what happens?
Yeah, so when the baby is forming, it happens then. So it's just an anomaly that happens and they don't know why and they can't stop it.
What are the roles? Do you know, Deb, what's the role of chromosomes?
So your chromosomes tell your cells what colour hair you have, what colour eyes you have, how tall you're going to be, whether you're going to be a male or a female. So it carries all the information about your body. And some of that you get from your mum and some of that you get from your dad.
Do you know why they call it Down syndrome, Debbie?
So Professor Langdon Down was the person that...
John Langdon Down, yeah.
John Langdon, sorry. I should know that better, shouldn't I? I have worked for Down Syndrome Victoria for a long time. But Dr. John Langdon Down was the first person to recognise the characteristics of someone with Down syndrome and formed the diagnosis, and that's why it's called Down syndrome, because of his last name.
Back in 1866, I think that was the year after Ray Fairley was born.
Yeah, it is too.
Well, that's a bit... G'day, Ray, if you're listening. Matt, we're up to your question. Thanks, mate.
What are some of your features of people with Down syndrome?
Yeah, are there particular common physical features or behavioural traits?
So people with Down syndrome will have some level of intellectual disability, and then there's some health characteristics that are usually treatable, so that maybe about their heart. But most people with Down syndrome are more in character with their families than anything else. Yeah.
Yeah, great. Okay, yeah. Excellent, yeah, because often people in families look alike. David Long, you would agree?
Yes, really, yeah.
And it might be said, by the way, and we've discussed this, and that you are also a gentleman that has...
Down syndrome, and yes, man, yes.
And you're very happy for us, you're very comfortable chatting about it today.
Not at all, really, yeah.
Brilliant. Now, Mark talked about medication before and pills, Mark. Is that typical for somebody that has Down syndrome to need medication, Deb?
No, not if you lead a healthy, active life. If you look after yourself, eat well, physically active, you could be very, very well and healthy. Having Down syndrome doesn't mean that you're going to be unwell.
And I might just add that, so these questions are being compiled by the team here and some of the guys that you don't see here at the moment. We've got a few people away today, haven't we? Cass, you might be aware of this because you came in late. We're missing a few people.
Yeah, I know.
The team behind the scenes. All right, you're up, Cass, thanks. With your first question from your sheet.
I know this isn't on my list, but how can you tell if a person has Down syndrome or not?
Oh, so what are some of those physical features?
Yes. So if you have a look at David and Mark, what are some of the physical features that you can see between them? Even though they look very different, they might both be of a smaller height than the average person. If you look at their hands, they have very flat hands. And if Mark, we can't see this on the podcast, but if Mark turned over his hand and showed the lines on his hand, some people with Down syndrome have a straight line across the palm. Mark doesn't have it. Does David have it? No. Oh, yes, yeah, straight across there. So that's one of the physical characteristics. Some people with Down syndrome might have some, are born with some heart issues, which are repairable not long after birth. And then other times, as they get older, there might be some heart issues. Other things that might be a characteristic is the shape of their eyes. And the shape of their mouth. So some people with Down syndrome might have some struggles with speaking or with clear speech because of the shape of their mouth.
I think our research, Dave, also mentioned smaller ears. Is that right, Deb?
Yes. Yes, I forgot about the ears, but it doesn't stop them from hearing things, though. But they do have smaller ear canals. So there can be some issues around ears getting blocked or their hearing being impaired by it.
Did I read smaller noses as well? Is that accurate? Or am I making that up?
Not that. Maybe the nasal cavity might be a little bit smaller. So some people with Down syndrome have sleep apnea because of the whole airways being impacted by that. So quite a few people with Down syndrome will sleep with CPAP machines to help them breathe at night. Yeah.
Do you sleep well, David Long, each evening?
Oh, definitely, man, yes.
You don't use one of these machines?
No, I do not.
What about yourself, Mark? Are you a good sleeper or do you have the machine for support?
I only use machine all night for me to use.
Okay, so you use it most nights?
Both nights, and I do the same.
I needed something to sleep last night. I couldn't. I'm getting distracted here. Matt, Kirk, is it just my house?
Yeah, you
heard the crickets lately?
Yes, you are.
Have you heard these little crickets making a racket?
No.
Deb, what about you? Have you heard these crickets?
Well, I live out in the country and it is very noisy with crickets and foxes and frogs making lots and lots of noises, especially at the moment when we've got sleeping with our windows open. You can hear them all.
Oh.
Yep.
I slept on the couch last night because there was one right out my window. I think it might have been under my pillow.
Blowing couch.
Pest, because this rowdy, bloody cricket.
Oi.
Well, anyway, we're getting distracted.
Hey.
Your first question, please. Deb's here to talk about Down syndrome, not crickets.
I mean that. I didn't mean that.
All right, your question one, please, Cass.
Can I ask you something completely off of the subject first?
Well, could we stick to our questions and then if we've got time at the end, because remember, we do only have a restricted amount of time to record.
Sorry. Can you cure Down syndrome?
And would you even want to, perhaps?
Well, would we want to? No, you can't cure Down syndrome. It
what?
Just, yeah, it happens at birth, and because it's in our cells, there's no cure, and there's no way of not doing anything with that. Well, hang on.
You sound surprised, Cassis.
I was going to say, is there anything you can do for Down syndrome at all? Because I feel really sorry for them. And I just wish that there was something I could do, like contribute money or something to help with them.
Interesting.
Oh, we'd love some money. No. But, yeah, there's no way of curing it, but we can detect it in babies when they're still in the womb growing before they're born. So some families know before their baby's born if they're going to have a baby with Down syndrome. But sometimes families don't know that too until they're actually born. Yeah.
So how can they tell? the baby can have Down syndrome or not when they're, you know, when they both come out.
Do they do tests or something, Debbie?
Yeah, so when the mother is pregnant, she might have an ultrasound and it might be picked up there, but then, or they might suspect that the baby might have Down syndrome just by some of the characteristics that we talked about earlier, and then they will do a blood test. And the blood test will definitely confirm if they've got Down syndrome or not.
Now, Cass, I've got a question for David Long. David Long, as a gentleman with Down syndrome, does Cassis need to be worried about you and feel sorry for you?
Oh.
Or are you pretty happy with the life you're living?
Oh, well, it doesn't matter which life you are in, but if you had just as warm, if you actually feel extra thin, or how you actually been feeling right inside.
And how are you feeling inside?
Oh, my heart always tells me.
Brilliant. And what's it telling you? What's it telling you today?
To keep activated and emotive.
And enjoying life, probably.
Yes.
Brilliant. Thank you, mate. We've got Mr. Lloyd with a question for special guest Mark Polonsky. Your second question, Matt.
Where did you go to school?
Gee, that was well asked, mate. Now, hang on, you didn't go to school with Mark, did you?
No.
What was your school, Matt?
Berrendale.
Mark Polonsky, can you remember what school you went to?
Well, normally I go to Timister High School and Bullying High School.
That is exactly the information I got from your mother. What were the Templestowe Heights Primary School? And what was the other one?
I done the first one with tomorrow. I done it with Bullying High School, and then I just failed.
Join the club.
Hey!
So you went to Templestowe Heights Primary School when you were a boy, up to grade 6?
That's why I was a young baby then.
Yeah, you're a little fella. Yeah. And then from there you moved on to Bullying Heights Special School.
Then I was getting to be graduated by then, and then I just had, just before you got me, let it going.
Did you enjoy school, or were you a bit like me? Did you find school hard?
Sometimes pretty hard, sometimes they being bossy boots.
Bullies? Are you talking about bullies?
I already got one because I hate them.
Yeah. Yeah, join the club. Join the club.
No, it's not.
Now, what about somebody with Down syndrome? Would they typically attend a specific school, Deb, or... are there barriers to attending a mainstream school?
No. So we try to encourage families to enrol their child into mainstream primary school, because that is probably one of the best options for them. And we have a fantastic educational support program that supports the school and the teachers to help them modify the program to... for the student with Down syndrome, so that they are able to attend. And they can attend a mainstream school right through to year 12 and on to, you know, further education, whether it's a tertiary place or university.
And I'm pretty sure a good friend of Bailey Babel, Catherine Mansour, who's a pal of yours, Deb, went to Star of the Sea with Bailey House General Manager Natasha.
Yes. Kathy is one of our fantastic employees at Down Syndrome Victoria. She is on our advisory network and does a lot of work for us. Yep.
And g'day to Kathy if you're listening. David Long, you're up, mate.
Okay. So, David, tell me, what is the role of Down Syndrome Victoria?
So Down Syndrome Victoria's role is to work for people with Down syndrome. So we have an advisory network that tell us what we should be doing. So if there's any issues, the advisory network will ask us to advocate on their behalf. So our role is to provide information, support and advice to people with Down syndrome and their families.
Mm, cool.
Yeah.
And where are you located, Deb?
So our office is in North Melbourne, but we cover the whole state of Victoria, and we're also part of a federation of Down Syndrome Australia. So Down Syndrome Australia advocates at the federal level for all people with Down syndrome across Australia.
And whilst your role is to cater for adults with Down syndrome,
obviously,
Down Syndrome Victoria caters for...
Yeah.
From infancy.
Yes, so my colleague Sonia supports families that prenatally and then from birth right through to 18 years of age around any issue that impacts those families. Yep.
Yes, Baldy.
Did you just call me Baldy live on the podcast?
Yes.
I wouldn't expect anything else, Matt. You're up again, mate.
Yep. What resources do you have available?
That is so well read, mate.
So Down Syndrome Victoria has a wealth of resources. So we have a fantastic website that we share with Down Syndrome Australia, and each of the states are part of that website. We have a whole suite of information resources going through the different stages of life, from pre-birth, early childhood, primary school, secondary school, post-school options, and in my area, because I'm 18 plus, we have some really good resources on ageing for people with Down syndrome, living independently and working. So we have some resources for employers and for the employee. We also have some podcasts around different topics like education, behaviour, wills and estates information, so preparing for later in life. We also do lots of workshops and information sessions with families and people with Down syndrome around a lot of different things. So it might be around employment, it might be around housing, it might be around behaviour support, it all depends. What else have we got? Oh, we've got some great apps that Down Syndrome Australia has developed. One is around health, and that you can record your weight and height and take that along to when you go to the doctors. And we have a healthy one as well that's around looking at your food and exercise. Yep.
Fantastic. Cassis. Sounds like they've got an abundance of resources at their fingertips. I think I'm on the right track heading across to you, Cass. Yeah, your second question. Quite an interesting one, I think.
Sorry, I think it's free. What do people get wrong about Down syndrome?
There's a few misconceptions about Down syndrome, and I think one of the biggest ones is that all people with Down syndrome are happy. I get that often, that they're always happy, jolly people. And I think everybody has the whole range of emotions, and I'm sure Mark and David aren't always happy, that they would feel grumpy or angry or sad, just depending on what's happening in life. So, and the other misconception or thing that people get wrong about people with Down syndrome is that they all look the same, and they don't. They may have some physical characteristics, that is similar, but they look more like their family. So they will, you know, they might have the same colour hair as their mum or their dad, or the same colour eyes. So yeah, that's the other big misconception.
And one might even be the how it's pronounced, right? There's no S. It's down, not downs.
Yes, that's one too, yes. Or they call a person with Down syndrome a Downs just by itself, yeah, or a Downy.
Yeah.
Which is not...
And for those that might perhaps innocently be making that mistake, why is that an issue?
Because it's Down syndrome, it shouldn't be shortened. It's disrespectful for people that have Down syndrome, yeah, to be called a Downy.
It's sort of labelling, isn't it?
Yeah, and wow. Yeah, discriminatory. Yeah,
they're a person first, right?
Yes, that's it. Person first, because they are a person. They're more than just their disability.
Yeah. Can you remind Matt that next time he calls me baldy?
Yes, that's very disrespectful, isn't it?
Sorry, Matt.
I'm only joking.
I've got a hunch you're only joking, mate. I don't lose too much sleep. We're back to you, Mr. Lloyd. It's your question 3.
Can you have done?
Can you use your nice strong voice, Matt?
Can you have done syndrome?
Yeah, it's a pretty long question, actually. It's a long one, Deb. It's question. That's it there.
So what can or can't you do if you have Down syndrome? Well, I don't think there's anything that a person with Down syndrome can't do. Yeah.
Another misconception, maybe?
Yes, that is another misconception.
Another thing people get wrong, Cassis.
Yeah, so people with Down syndrome can lead long and full lives. They can move out of home like any other adult when they turn 18. They can get a job, get married. Yeah. You laugh, David. You don't want to get married, or you would like to get married?
Oh, well, I actually been with a word coined to us, married.
Don't propose to anybody on the podcast, thanks, David.
So lots of people with Down syndrome would like to have boyfriends and girlfriends. That's one of the things that is often asked about, how do I get a girlfriend or a boyfriend? And that's where we encourage them to join our Club 21 program, because it's a social group where people get to meet other people. Yeah.
Brilliant. So the world's your oyster, David Long. And the next question, thank you, sir.
Okay.
Which is your second question.
My other curiosity question, Debbie. What other groups do Down's Syndrome Victoria work with?
That is a very long list. We work with lots and lots of different people depending on the project or what's happening. So we work collaboratively with the Royal Children's Hospital. We have got a Down syndrome clinic happening there. We work with the La Trobe University. So we have a program called Fit Skills that La Trobe University started, and as a research project around people with Down syndrome and some other intellectual disabilities, which was matching up a person with Down syndrome with a volunteer, and then they would have a gym program. So it was about going to the gym twice a week for 12 weeks, and the La Trobe University then measured if there was some gains happening from that. And what they found out was that not only was the person enjoying going to the gym and working out and achieving some goals with the gym workout, but they were also being included in their local gym, and they were being treated as just someone else that was working out. So we have been working with La Trobe University with a grant around developing that research project into a service that we now offer to people with Down syndrome, that we match them up with a volunteer. They have a gym program written by a physiotherapist, and then they go to the gym and they work out with their volunteer. Some other things that we do is we have health ambassadors. So we have people with Down syndrome who go and do presentations at some of the hospitals and talk about how to communicate to a person with Down syndrome, and talk about those the barriers around health and healthcare for them. We also work with one of our really big projects that I'm doing at the moment is the Fiona McBurney Match Day experience. So Fiona McBurney, she was the sister of Steve McBurney, who was an AFL umpire, and through that program, the AFL umpires give the opportunity to a person with Down syndrome to spend the day with them as an umpire. So they get to go out onto the field. They do the coin toss. They get to sit with the trainers for the umpires, and they get to shake hands with the captains of each team. So it's a really amazing experience for someone that is lucky enough to be chosen to do that.
Yeah, so some many and varied collaborations. Matt, you've got a question for visitor special guest Mark.
What is Club 21?
Yeah, Debbie spoke about Club 21. Tell us more, mate.
I can tell you all about Club 21. It's all those people who are doing birthdays and music, or whenever they're doing, on Zoom every weekend, on Saturday.
You've told me about this, the disco on Zoom. It started on Zoom, but it's continued. It's been that successful.
That's when they finish in just before 8, 9, 10. And then say goodbye. And that's what they do.
You've got to go home at some stage. What about other things? Any movies? Are these sort of things?
I've been to movies once. I mean, seeing Wish by the creation of the voice of Jim Carrey as Aladdin. And Beauty and the Beast.
Any meals, mate? Out for any meals?
I just have a soft drinks and popcorn.
What about out for dinners? That is what I was sort of intimating. They go out for dinners at Club 21?
We've been out for dinner from last Christmas for New Year's Eve. We had one. But no alcohol, thank you. I just had one because I was mad.
That's right. Now, this was late last year, and I was supporting Ed Mulcahy at the cricket over the road at the Junction Oval, and Ed wanted a beer during the lunch break. We walked across to the bowls club, and there was a bloody big party going on. And we poked our heads in, and there was you and Catherine Mansour. And you had a beer that was as big as me.
Because that's Triple H and Matt Walsh. Well, I told you one thing, buddy. I'm one of the head of the table. I don't need this. I had to say to Catherine Mansour, well done for everything you got.
Yeah, great. It looked like you're having a lot of fun. Has Mark covered most bases there as far as Club 21, Debbie?
Oh, well, he didn't quite say how great the disco is on Saturday night. It's on every Saturday night from 8 till 9, and each week is a different theme. And they all, well, lots of them, they dress up to the theme and they decorate their background. So it's my favourite thing to do is to come and join as well on Club 21. And people dance in their rooms or in their lounge rooms. And there's about 30 of them that join every week for the Saturday night disco. They do a whole range of different things with Club 21. It could be the pub for dinner and a beer or a cocktail. It could be an afternoon at the beach. It just all depends. So there's a calendar that's put out every quarter and people get to choose what activity that they would like to go on.
Yep. And Club 21 is specific for two adults with Down syndrome.
Yes. Yes, so it is at the moment just for people with Down syndrome, and, but we may in the future offer plus one where you can bring someone else that doesn't have Down syndrome. Yeah.
Yeah, great.
Oh, heaven.
Bring a friend. Cassis, moving right along, please. A big day coming up for the Down syndrome community. Your question three, please.
Tell us about... Not again, sorry. Tell us about World Down Syndrome Day.
So World Down Syndrome Day is on March the 21st. So it is recognised by the United Nations as a day to celebrate people with Down syndrome. So we all come together to recognise all the different achievements that different people with Down syndrome have done.
And will there be local events happening this Thursday, isn't it, Deb?
Yes. So this Thursday, we do have an event at Parliament House in Victoria where we're having a morning tea there. And then Down Syndrome Australia is having breakfast with the politicians at Parliament House in Canberra. And then on Sunday, we have Family Fun Day at Werribee Zoo.
No kidding!
Yeah. Yeah,
are you getting involved in any of these activities, David?
Oh, I actually wasn't there for the time being, but I do remember one time I actually made a speech to the Parliament one time.
Now, what about Club 21, David? Is that something you're involved with? Mark's very quite passionate about it by the sound of things.
Well, Club 21 is very quite grooving out. Even something like dressing up with their own clean looks as well.
I've rewound here, Deb, but if David Long wants to get involved in Club 21, how does he organise that? Does it sound like something that might interest you?
Well, I didn't get to you. Invite
Yeah, so you can just go onto our website and there is a page there about Club 21 and you can just email Helen and she can send you out the registration forms and then you can join. Yep, and it's free to join. It is an NDIS service.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it free, Deb?
Well, you've got to pay for some of it, so some of the activities you've got to pay for, but there is a few free activities as well.
Oh, cool. Thanks, Deb.
You might want to do some research, more research. Deb, did we overlook any events, sorry, on Thursday?
Have I forgotten?
No, I'm not sure. And it's a it's recognised worldwide Down Syndrome Day.
Yes. Yes, so the 21st of March, so because it's Trisomy 21, that's where the 21st is, and March is the third month, and so it's the extra chromosome, so 3-2-1, and that's how they've come up with the date for the 21st of March.
So Down syndrome is also known as...
Yes.
Trisomy
21. Yes.
Is that the particular chromosome, the trisomy?
Yes, it's on that yeah, chromosome. Yep. So you might also known it as T21. That's another name for it. Yep.
How is Australia? How do we compare worldwide as far as our work in this setting? Are we leaders in the Down syndrome field, or?
Oh, that's a really good question. I don't think we're leaders in the field. There's certainly different aspects in different countries as to what they're doing. So there's a couple of places in America that are very progressive in terms of research around Down syndrome and aging, because that is a newer sort of field. People with Down syndrome previously, say 30 years ago, only lived to late teenage, early adult, whereas people with Down syndrome now are living into their 60s. So with that, there's a whole lot of new research that's happening around aging. Yeah, yeah.
David Long, I think you're about to ask a question that you came up with your good self, one you're a bit excited about.
Oh, yeah. Very exciting. I love Matt. So, how do you, recognize the achievements of people with Down syndrome and other awards in that time?
You fancy an award, do you, David?
Oh, well, I have one.
We don't do any awards as such for people with Down syndrome, but we certainly do try and apply our young adults that we have working for us to awards that are out there. So Matt O'Neill, who is the chair of our advisory network, he was runner-up in a youth award a couple of years ago. So he was pipped at the post just, but we certainly do celebrate all the good work that our members do on a weekly or daily basis. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Congratulations from him.
Yeah, definitely, David, congratulations to him. Mark, now this isn't a question as such, but can you tell, now I don't know if Deb knows about your theatre groups you're involved in, and a lot of the listeners don't know about your theatre groups. Can you tell us about the theatre companies that you're involved in, please?
Yeah, yes, I do. So every last Thursday, I been to join my Fox Theatre. That's what I do. I work with them. Even my old friend of mine, Brinley.
And that's with Fog Theatre, you said? And you've been doing this for 12 years?
I've done it for 12 years. I never done on a show with Dave Mandy. So I'm thinking about that. I had my big 40th birthday I just had.
Big birthday, well, a belated happy birthday to you. Can you tell us about Stars and the Moon Theatre Company?
Well, I'm here to say thank you to Claudia Cash. I may know who Ian Basketball. Same thing with my John Davis was here then. And I had to say we're doing Adam's Family.
And what about School of Rock, the School of Rock production? You had a huge role in that, right? Can you tell us about that?
And then we done SpongeBob SquarePants, and I was Jack Black before then.
Yeah, so you played the role of Jack Black, the main character. And there was, let's not forget, Seussical.
The musical?
Yep.
When it was Lachlan doing Cat in the Hat.
So this is one of your passions too. And this is why you don't come to Bailey House on Thursdays anymore, right? Because you're too busy with Fog.
Nope, because I'm going to the city to be performing.
Yeah, fine. You've got to tap into your own passions. That's fantastic, mate. Now, where are we up to? I've lost my mo here, Mr. Kirk. We are up to you, mate.
Number four.
Your last one, yeah.
What are some big wins Down syndrome Victoria has have? What's that?
Yeah, that's recent.
Surgery.
Recently.
Recently.
Yeah, so some success stories maybe, Deb, in recent times for Down Syndrome Victoria. Maybe some of those collaborations you were talking about, in fact.
Yeah.
You talked about that gym program, which seems to be quite successful.
Yes, so our FitSkills gym program, we've got three, so what we've now called Gym and Dinner, It's where you go to the gym, you work out, and we've got three groups that are happening around the city. And then after all that good work in the gym, they go and have dinner together as a group. Yeah, so it's been really, really popular. So that's one of our big wins. Yeah.
Mm. Excellent.
Don't make me hungry, for goodness sake.
Well, lunch isn't too far away, Cassis, actually. Now, you've got a question, Cassis. It's your last question, in fact.
Oh, I actually had another question which isn't related to this at all.
Can we see if we've got time for that lucky last?
Yeah.
Because these are the questions that were composed by, of course, the team here and the team behind the scenes. And a big thanks to Dan and the team behind the scenes this week.
It's all related.
Oh, great.
Can you tell us about someone with Down syndrome we find exciting?
Yeah, or inspirational, or does that sort of undersell people with Down syndrome, maybe?
Yeah. So not inspirational, but I have admiration for all people with disabilities, because our world, or this world, is not designed. Particularly the built environment is not designed for people with disabilities. It makes them harder to get around. And if you have a disability, there is added discrimination or exclusion. So I have admiration for all people with disabilities, because they're starting on the back foot. And if you add that they're a woman, or if they have an ethnic background, or English is their second language, life can be pretty hard. So to achieve anything, or not anything, but to achieve life is to be admired. Yeah, yeah.
I concur. Matt Lloyd, you've got a question for Deb, and I'm worried we've got this title wrong.
Tell us a bit, Silly Sock Day.
Is that right? Silly Sock Day. Have we got that right? What is it? And have we got it right?
So it's lots of socks, and it's wearing lots of different socks, and it doesn't have to be a matching pair of socks. And so it's about...
Now, hang on. Is this part of World Down Syndrome Day?
So
you encourage people
to wear different socks, and it's a starting point around being different, and being inclusive of different socks or different people, and that we all have something unique and different about us. So it's just a little talking point. We sell the socks as a fundraiser for Down Syndrome Australia. And quite often it's sold, they do it in schools with the school kids. Yeah.
What do you know about this competition that was held a couple of years ago? Designer sock.
Yeah, so the designers of the socks are artists with Down syndrome, and I think we might have one of those famous artists here.
Right alongside you on your left, Mark Polonsky. Big congratulations, mate, on winning this award. It was a couple of years ago, Deb.
Yeah, so every 2 years we run the competition as to who designs the socks, and lots of people with Down syndrome enter it, and you're very, very fortunate to be chosen.
From right around Australia, right?
Around Australia, yes.
And Mark Polonsky was chosen as one of the sock winners, mate. That is awesome. So you've got your socks here. Tell us about your design, mate. These socks, by the way, can be bought online, Deb, is that right?
Yes, they can, yep.
Through the Down Syndrome Vic app, or you've got to go Down Syndrome Australia?
Through Down Syndrome Australia, yep.
Website, I should say. Yep. Mark, what's your inspiration? Talk us through the socks.
Well then, we're going to talk about socks. I don't want to work painting socks. I've made in Australia with animals with... normally a koala.
Okay, so Australian inspired. There's a koala there, right? What's he got either side of him?
That's both sides.
Right, and who was? And this is a sock from the other winner, who I think was a woman from interstate. Deb, and quietly confident.
And this one made from Josie.
In fact, it was Josie. It's got her name on them. Congratulations to Josie if you're listening.
So, it wasn't my idea. He came to me so I could do School of Rock because he decided he'd done a big band with me.
And what she designed on her socks? Can you tell the listeners because they can't see them? What's that instrument?
That is this first instrument is a bass guitar.
Well, you know what? I think it's an electric guitar, and it's inspired by her love of Keith Urban.
Like Keith Urban?
Yeah. Whoa, now, yeah, amazing. I wonder if Keith Urban bought a pair. Keith Urban could be wearing a pair of Josie's socks. That is amazing. Now, I've got some late-breaking news for people at Bailey House. Kylie Miles-Grabusnik, who we need to give a big pat on the back for informing us about World Down Syndrome Day, she is also hosting at Bailey House, Middle Crescent. Now, we're hoping everyone's welcome to do this, whether at Middle Crescent or Nepean or Bailey Arts on Thursday. That's this Thursday, the 21st. We're encouraging people to wear your craziest socks here at Bailey House, and we're hoping people can, people that want to do that, bring your crazy socks, wear your crazy socks, and let's all embrace being different. And if you could bring a gold coin donation, we're going to donate that money to Down Syndrome Victoria. Bailey House is also hosting our very own designer sock competition.
Wow.
Okay, so if that's something that interests you, you need to talk to your staff. I think Jacqueline, staff member Jacqueline in particular, is organising that.
What day is that on?
Well, I think you'd have to get in early. I think some correspondence has already gone out about this. I think they'll be announcing the winner, in fact, for the designer sock competition this Thursday. So, Cassis, if it's something that interests you, you need to get cracking.
Talking about which, Matt.
Yes, David Long.
So, this is the last question about that. And it's Dan Doozy one for Farmer Mark Hugh as well.
It is our lucky last question. It's from David Long, and it's for our artist. Thank you.
Okay, Mark, do you have any advice for other sock artists to get yourself involved?
What would you do? If you were going to design a pair of socks, what would you put on your socks?
Oh, it could be anything.
Yeah, true.
But watches inspiring, and of course, imagination.
Okay, whatever takes you. Cassis, if you were to design some socks, what would you put on them? What pattern? Mark went with Australian animals. What would you do?
I haven't got long to think about it before it closes. That's the trouble.
Put you on the spot. Yeah. What would you design? Have a think. I'm going to get back to you. Matt Lloyd, what would you put on a pair of socks if you could design them?
Yeah.
You're shrugging your shoulders.
I don't know.
Okay. Matt Kirk, I've got a funny feeling I know what you would design. Something to do with wrestling.
Yes.
Who would you put on? Would you draw a picture of Tegan Fox?
Yep.
That'd be right. You're not sure what to do? Here's the man. The question, David, once again was, what was the question?
I said before, Matt, do you have any advice for other sock artists to get yourself involved?
What's your tips?
My tips for socks is I made a sock. I painted a sock. If I did have a sock, if I did paint a sock, it would be the head of table sock.
Is your advice to tap into the things that you love?
That's what I love. I love being Roman Reigns.
Do too. You're also known as Roman Reigns around these parts. You're famous. Your favourite wrestler, right?
My first favourite wrestler is not Seth Rollins. It's Dwayne Johnson.
The original and the best. Cassis, did you think of something?
Can it be anything?
It can be anything. Like Mark said, you can ponder that anyway. You've got a couple of days. tap into things that interest you. Just quickly, the Down Syndrome Victoria podcast, Deb?
Yes, it's on our website. So you can go to Down Syndrome Australia and then go to the Victorian website and it will be down the bottom. There's a link there.
It's probably not unlike the Bailey Babble, though. You can probably just find it anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And am I right in thinking Kath Mentor is often a co-host?
Kath is the co-host.
Whoa.
She is our superstar and often does all the questioning on her own. Yep.
If people have any questions whatsoever with regarding to Down Syndrome Victoria, just an email perhaps?
Yep, email or phone. It's either one.
Oh, cool.
I can't tell you what the phone number is off the top of my head because of COVID, we've forgotten.
Debbie, by the way, one line, did I get your surname right? Is it Fromano?
Yeah, it is Fromano. Yep. It is my married name. So,
oh.
Little story there. The family came out from Sicily and many of the Fromanos, which were Fromini, went to America, and then two brothers came to Australia that were, and their surname, they changed the I on the end to O, and we don't know if they were trying to hide from the rest of the family or there was a spelling mistake in the Australian passport or whatever they're called. Yep, immigration.
Probably the latter.
Yeah.
Well, Debbie Fromano, thank you so, so much for your time. Anything you'd like to add, Deb, that we might have overlooked?
No, I don't think so. Just go to our website or call if you're wanting to know anything about Down syndrome or support for families, we're there to help. Yep.
Yeah, it's a great website. There's lots of information there, isn't there?
Yep, there is, yeah.
So really, seriously, thank you so much. It's been great. I hope you've had as much fun as we have.
I have. I've really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for having me.
Yep. Mr. Mark Roman Reigns Polonsky, thank you, mate, for taking the time to join us and stepping out of your program. Has it been okay?
And thank you for your help, Mr. Good Sir.
Thank you, fine, sir.
And your apologies.
Bigger butt.
Because of your Geelong. Might win again.
Nah, we'll
but
see.
Unfortunately, you're going to face my team, right?
Yeah, I know. I'm a bit nervous about this season. Matt Kirk, thank you so much for co-hosting again.
Thank you, Matt.
Matt Lloyd, thank you for co-hosting, mate.
Thank you.
Filling in at short notice. Cassis Watson, thank you for being a great contributor once again.
It was fantastic, but I would like to know as much about Down syndrome as I possibly can.
Well, you might have some other questions for Deb once we're done here. And David Long, thank you so much for not only being part of the interview, mate, but also for being happy and open and for us to talk about your syndrome, Down syndrome.
Cheers, Matt. Thanks.
And to our loyal listeners, thank you for dabbling in all our babbling. This has been the Bailey Babble.